each one of us is actually nothing but a center of looking at the whole from one specific point of view. But since we are also one with the Supreme, we can look at the whole from all points of view. We are a specific point of view. We can also become the universal. We can also look at the whole world from other points of view also. Therefore, this individual does not have the limitation that we as individuals have now. The original individual in us is capable of universalizing automatically and is capable of looking at the whole from a specific point of view and also capable of viewing the whole universe and the divine, everything, from any other point of view or all points of view. It has no limitation. Therefore, it is a center where we know circumference. It has no limitation. It can go anywhere. It can make anywhere its own center. Dipti can look at me from her point of view, but she can also look at herself from my point of view. That is why our ordinary limitation is not present in the true individuality. In our present condition, when I am I cannot identify with yourself and look at me from your point of view. That is because of ignorance. But in the original condition, there is no ignorance. This is poetically described and mystically described in the Rasa of Shri Krishna. Every gopi has Shri Krishna with him, and the whole of Shri Krishna, not a part of Shri Krishna, the whole of Shri Krishna. Therefore, no gopi is jealous of the other, saying that you have got more of Krishna, I have got less of Krishna. And every gopi, when she moves, she gets a different experience of Shri Krishna. Whatever experience she wants, she can have. She can take any position with Shri Krishna and can have any experience that she has. She can have specific love for Shri Krishna. She can have universal love for Shri Krishna. She can have any specific multiplicity of love forms of Shri Krishna. Whatever he wants. Such is the condition in the original Satyasya Mukham. There is no golden lid at all.
There is a Jivatma and Paramatma now.
That's right. Now this Jiva is, you might say, its fundamental functioning in its dynamic movement is that of play. Jiva is in essence identical with the Supreme. In its dynamism, it is a portion of the Divine. Therefore, mama eva anshaha, one center of the Divine. A center which is so peculiar that it can become universal, it can become specific, it can interchange with other specificities. Such is the nature of this individual. And that being so, this individual is capable of a play. Play with the Supreme as his portion. Play with the universal. Play with other individuals and play with so many multiple forms. This is the nature of the individual. What is the individual really doing? That each individual is nothing but a center of movement, having its own specific standpoint, which is called Swabhava. Swabhava is nothing but a specific standpoint of that center, which is peculiar to it, but which is interchangeable with anybody. Therefore, at the highest level, even Swabhava is not something which limits that individual. It is only a specific standpoint it takes for the sake of the play. If it wants another play, it can take another. Therefore, even Swabhava is not a limited concept.